And then there are differences, and we'll talk about this more later if we have time, between covenantal kinds of promises and contractual kinds of promises. And we have really shifted, I think, in the culture from a more covenantal model to primarily contractual. And I think that's important for those of us in ministry, because actually in ministry, I think we operate with kind of a hybrid, and sometimes it's confusing. In covenantal relations, we locate our promising in a tradition and in mutual accountability. Covenantal promises usually include God. Think about marriage, traditional marriage vows, as a covenantal promise. They often include God as part of the promise. They allow few, or if any, exceptions. They don't have exit clauses. Right? On the other hand, as I was saying, contemporary understandings of promises are much more contractual than covenantal. We're familiar with contracts that build into the promise the possibility of breach. Right? So if there's not satisfaction, if the person isn't getting out of it what they're supposed to, they can get out of the promise. A lot of the biblical material related to promises and fidelity is situated within covenantal understandings of relationships among people and between people and God. But today the models are more, as I said, contractual. Sometimes they're mixed, and that is complex. But in any case, no community can endure that doesn't have a trust that's based in fidelity and promise keeping. No team can do its work if there isn't trust. And if there are fears about betrayal or deep hurts that are connected to broken promises. I mean, if you think about it, why would you, how could you, put yourself and your energy into something if you can't trust your fellow participants to do what they say they'll do? The risk is too big, and so in the absence of trust and fidelity, we settle for very thin relationships and very small commitments. So again, the context of our promise making and promise keeping is our inability to know the future, the unpredictability of our circumstances, but even more so, again, it's God's steadfast love and faithfulness.